Hello, this is Ted Cantu with the Unagency Group. You're listening to them. It was a year that I decided to do things differently than my colleagues. And that includes I stopped doing a lot of different things that just weren't presenting themselves, with results. So among the things I cut were meetings and actually social events and happy hours. I actually cut those off. Breakfast meetings were cut. Business meetings in the morning were cut. All these things were just cut loose. Now, in the midst of doing all of this, I got a phone call. I actually didn't say a phone call. It's a phone message from this woman who asked me, well, quite bluntly, she said, if you're a large black woman, would you like to learn how to lose weight? Or something to that effect. And of course, I can assure you, I'm not a large black woman. I'm the polar opposite, actually. So that didn't appeal to me, and that marketing message didn't appeal to me. So I actually confronted her with it, and I said, look, this is not how you, this isn't effective, or it doesn't apply to me. And she said, well, if you know of a large black woman, pass this along, and maybe she can find it useful. That is a person that does not know how to market themselves at all, period. And they're using blind techniques to capture my attention, interruption techniques to get my attention, in the hopes that I'm actually going to give them some sort of time exchange or find value in some remote way. And it's just simply ineffective. So the reason why I'm telling you this is because we are doing things right now that run completely counterclockwise to interruption techniques. And I'm not doing ads anymore. I'm not really doing a whole lot of that. I'm not really doing a whole lot of, just like blind interruption techniques with, text blasting and, fax blasting and that sort of thing. I'm actually building relationships on a very micro level, and I'm blowing that out to find out what my prospects are looking for. So that being said, we're just going to examine a few things today. I know it's your time is precious, your time is short, so I will get right to the point. I think what you need to do is a really simple thing. I'm just going to lay it on you. I read this book about the subconscious mind programming from James Van Fleet, and it was about how to work with the subconscious mind. There's three things in here that I thought was really interesting. It's when you talk to people, you need to do three things to build rapport, to build relationship. There's actually nine things, but I'm going to be really short about it today, and perhaps on another podcast I'll elaborate on all nine, but let me just give you the big ones. First one is that you want to be able to understand the other person's idea, whatever that is. Take value in what they say to you. That's extremely important. To take an interest in their ideas, okay? Because everybody likes to feel important. Now, second thing is to really, really listen to what they're trying to communicate to you. And you need to get really focused with that person to extract the idea that they want to convey. And they need to do it in very black and white terms, because if you're dancing around with the idea and you're being very, very vague or very, very gray. And I see this a lot in Midwest people when I come back from the East Coast. I come back here and it's like you need two or three meetings to really, really try to get what the other person is trying to tell you. I have very little patience for that. So I need to really get clear, honestly, and not mouse around too much. And get right to the idea. What is it that they're trying to convey to you? I want you to listen and extract the value of what they're trying to say and be very, very clear about it. You want to validate them, too. That's number three. Validate their idea. Validate their point of view. You may not agree specifically with what they say, and you may not want to do what they want you to do, but everybody needs to feel important, or at least listened to and understood. So these are things that you want to do. The simple way, honestly, is to actually look for the God quality in that person and find something likable about that person that you can relate to. Maybe not like have to be best friends with that person, But you want to be able to really understand them at some gut level. And you may not have a working relationship, but you at least have a fundamental idea of where they're coming from. Those are three things. So listen to their ideas. Actually, understand. Let's go back a minute. Listen to their ideas. And then listen to their intent. What are they trying to do? What are they trying to convey? See if you can understand what they're all about, and then validate their ideas as being important. Those are three things, really quickly, you want to do to build rapport with somebody. And remember that it's about them. You want to put the focus on the other person and not yourself. So this woman that sent me this thing about, am I a large black woman, would I like to buy some supplements, wasn't doing any of this stuff. There's zero investigation on her part, zero effort on her part. It was just, hey, I got something for sale. You may have just walked down the street and carry a sign on the street, because it doesn't really speak to anyone. And it's just, it's very impersonal, and it's not the way to really get a sale. Now, going through my list, I am looking at something really, really important. I gotta say that we are living in a time when everyone is basically saying, what's in it for me? Not so much even buying your ideas, but what's in it for me? It can be anything. I sat through meetings last year that I will not sit through again because it was a complete waste of time. And I probably could have cut them loose and not have even met them at all if I had done one simple thing. And I'm really going to say that this is probably one of the most important things you can probably do for yourself, is to build a YouTube channel strictly for yourself. When you get a YouTube channel, you can basically upload any kind of videos that you like and keep it on one subject. And I know that's really difficult, but do that. I made the mistake in the past of actually putting all my clients on my personal YouTube channel that was all mixed. It was a mixed bag. It was a mixed bag of every client that I worked with, and they were kind of lost in the shuffle. And the problem with that is when you get all these different interests and all these different, it's very scattered. It's not focused to one niche group. And I'm actually going to be changing my methodology and the way I'm doing things now. So I'm actually doing a one channel, one focus for interest group and for niches and for in the best interest of generating new business. That is what I'm going to do. Brand new channel, brand new focus, brand new everything. I want to explain to you a little bit about this, what a brand is. Now, a lot of people call about brand building. I build brands, blah, blah, blah. People do this thing all the time. And it's a very cliche thing to say. But a strict rule to remember is a brand is nothing really more than what people say about you behind your back. That is really what the brand is. And I can't tell you how many times I've sat down with people who are just unclear and unfocused on what their brand is or what their brand message is. They've never confronted it. They've never looked at it. And they don't have no clear concept of themselves when they speak, because they speak in circles. Or they lift cliche statements from a generic source of authors that every salesperson seems to gravitate towards. And I'm referring to like Tony Robbins, Napoleon Hill, who I heard he died broke, actually. He wrote Think and Grow Rich. Stuff like that. I mean, if you've really read this stuff and you really are a scholar in these things, or even David Ogilvy, for example, was quite influential intellectually, but if just to grab a random statement or just a generic line that you heard him say, and if it doesn't really convey any truth or message to your overall story, then it's basically worthless. It's not going to really help you. People, when they build brands, they want to buy into the person. I see a lot of MLM groups do this too. They make this mistake. They want to be the branded person that people run to, but they won't build up their character. They won't build up their own brand ethic to sell it. And they'll sell basically the brand or the item that they're looking to push. And if there's a regional manager coming to town, they'll push them first before they'll push themselves as the go-to person. And I think that's very clumsy and confusing for the end user, the end buyer. So you want to be really careful about that and how you put that together. I suggest getting out a newsletter of yourself, a podcast of yourself, your own thoughts, your own homework, your own thoughts, because it builds rapport, it builds integrity. And this is the reason why I'm doing a podcast right now, because I don't want to sit in a cafe and explain this to you in person when I got 30 other people to talk to. I'd much rather do this right now in front of a podcast where I can just say, here you go, listen to this, see what you think about this. Does any of this resonate with you? If it does, great, maybe we can do business. If it doesn't, then we don't need to be spending billable time discussing or debating it, and especially not on the weekends. I don't work weekends. I don't work after 6. These are things I just don't do for anyone. And on rare occasion, I do them, but very reluctantly. So make sure you know that. You can always find me online. I'm Ted Cantu, TEDCANTU. I'm an ex-art director from Chicago and New York City. And I've done amazing things for amazing people, including amazing brands such as WWE, NBC, Coca-Cola, Capitol Records, just to name a few. And now I am moving back to New York City, and I'm going to be doing some big things out there. So I'm taking my brands coast to coast in a lot of cases, and we're doing some really, really cool things right now online for different agencies or different real estate groups. And also, I mean, you name it, we're in like 65 different industries right now, including hydroponics, which is a big thing that's taken off in Michigan. So let's see what else we got. You make sure you get that YouTube channel. Get it about 40 videos on that thing so it can sell. Most of what you really want to do with the YouTube channel is answer questions that people want to ask you. If you can pre-record them, pre-record the answers, that's the best way. And then have them in one space where people can actually find them. I can't overemphasize the importance of that. You can also do podcasts like this one. Have a podcast channel, and then also take the podcast audio, the MP3, make a video out of it, make your own video channel so you're actually answering questions. And that is really what you need to do. We're going to reverse the whole idea of advertising. I'm not an advertising agency by nature. I'm actually, I call myself an un-agency. We actually don't really run ads anymore. We reversed the whole philosophy of what an advertising agency could be, and we basically do micro selling, pre-selling, and building relationships on a micro level. And I do connections with people, I introduce people, and we build large networks of useful, functional, local business on a first name basis. And these are the things that you need to understand, that when you run an ad and you run different types of advertisements, you're basically shouting with all the others. And if you're building a brand where you want to be first in line for some place or something, you want to be first in line from the others, but yet you don't know how to build relationships, you don't know how to build rapport, you don't know how to read body language, you don't know how to close sales, you don't even know what NLP is, then what happens is it doesn't matter if you're first in line. You're just first in line, but you're not really in a position to do any kind of closing or any kind of like monumental wealth building or selling. So those things aren't so good. And let's see, we are looking at building different types of networks, different types of net worth. And to do that, it's going to be really interesting now, because a lot of things are changing in the marketplace. We don't have time to really go into it now, but we're looking at different types of websites that are vocal activated, that are Alexa friendly, that are geo-targeted websites, in the aspect of getting clients and getting more local business. And these are the really interesting areas that you can start to do with your websites. It's not just telling a story, but it's also about a further type of reach. And unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of books that are really focused on this anymore. In fact, my last really great mentor, I think he quit the business because he just took his money. He's retiring. And this is a time when we really need him most, and in my opinion. It could be a publicity stunt, but some of you know him. Alex Becker is somewhat of a genius, really. And he was a serious mentor of mine, one of several. And I do believe he has quit the business, and he's just retiring. And his website is not looking very functional. And so it looks like either he's taking a break or maybe just taking some time off. I don't know. But it looks like his website has been hacked as well. So anyway, I will be following up on that story as I get the news on that. And let me just check really quickly and see how much time we have. We are probably coming in about 10 minutes, which is about where we'd like to kind of end things. Actually, 15 minutes. Okay, well, you got the bonus round. In either case, we definitely need to go. And you can always find me online. My name is Ted Cantu. And, of course, I've done many things for many people. And I do websites, copywriting, sales writing, direct sales, sales coaching, subliminal mind programming is interesting. That's coming up. And we're doing some really cool things with that as well, working with energy and also different types of awareness. So you can always find me at 248-277-6141. That's 248-277-6141. And I want to thank you for listening. And also be on the lookout for my new art site that's coming out. I've got a brand new art site coming out. We got lots of really cool paintings of rock and roll people and the holy saints of all things. I have a new show that's upcoming called Heaven and Hell, which is really interesting. And we're living in the age of post MTV and all that sort of thing. So it's a whole much different world now that's out there. And it's all web focused. And if you're not part of it, if you're not making your voice known, you're going to get lost in the shuffle very, very quickly. So make sure you build your brand and build strong ones. And I will see you soon online. Thank you for listening. And watch for us on iTunes.